Restoring My Soul, Monday the 9th of June, Everlasting Increase. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John recorded that he saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God as a bride adorned for her husband. As the wife of the Lamb, the New Jerusalem will be the vessel of multiplication forever in the new heavens and new earth. However, as the community of the Word, the perfected bride is not the source of new sons of God. The Father is the source of these identities and names. In the new heavens and new earth, the substance of each new son's name is proceeding from the finished travail of Christ on Calvary as an everlasting stream. However, this stream, which is the river of the water of life, is being fed by the Spirit as it flows out of the bellies of spiritual men who are proceeding from and revealing Christ. This fellowship, bringing forth an ever-increasing multitude of sons in maturity, is depicted in the book of Revelation. Witnessing this amazing work of the bride, the New Jerusalem, the Apostle John wrote, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." We see that the source of the river is the throne of the Father and of the Lamb. The bride who is revealing the Lamb and the Father is declaring the word of the water of life by the Spirit, through which spiritual sons are being brought forth for eternity. Furthermore, as trees of life, they are nourishing this everlasting increase of sons. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, John chapter 7 verses 38 and 39, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 12, and Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 to 3. For further study, Revelation chapter 22.